California reparation payments could exceed $200,000 per person, task force says. So a final report on compensating black Californians for generations of racial discrimination is expected in 2023. Uh-huh. California is going to give black people in California $200,000+ per person. Well, whoever said being black don't pay, well, that's some black privilege there, yo. People who have never in their entire lives been slaves are going to get reparations for being slaves. I'm sure there's somebody in my family background, in my lineage, that was a slave. Can I get some reparations, too?
No! Those were Muslim slave owners. They've got no money to steal. And they don't feel guilty anyway,
because they shouldn't, because they didn't own you as a slave, and they don't own any slaves. Although there is quite a bit of slavery in the Middle East, especially in Libya, thanks to Obama and Hillary Clinton. Wow, this is great. How are they going to pay for this? How's California going to pay for this, I wonder? I wonder if the article gets into that much detail. Well, anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate my content to go check out my BitChute channel. It's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. You will find a lot of useful and interesting information there. You'll also find over 1,500 pieces of content to date, basically almost every piece of content I've created in the past 6 years. So it's a lot of good red-pilled crap there to check out. So bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out. So California is going to pay $200,000 to every black person. Wow. How much you want to bet that a whole bunch of black people are now going to flood to California? And they see this, they're going to be like, holy crap, we got to go live in California now. They're going to pay us $200,000 just for being black. That's great. That's great. What about white? I thought white people had privilege. Shouldn't white people be getting payments like this if we actually had some kind of institutional privilege, like you people continue to say, and that you use as justification for giving black people $200,000? I don't get that. How's that jive? White people have privilege, but black people are going to get $200,000 per person just for being black. Wow, can you imagine a whole household of black people? Well, no, it's pretty easy to imagine. A lot of these people have intergenerational households. They all live 3 generations, 4 generations in one house, sometimes 5 generations. You know, if great-great-great-grandmammy, popped out a kid at like 12. And then her kid repeated the same action, and you know, now you got 5 generations living together, 27 people in a little 4-bedroom house. Wow, that's millions of dollars for that one household. Mm-hmm, that's great. Great. What am I going to get? Zero. I'm going to get shafted. Well, I am going to get a big bill in my stacking in the form of higher taxes. Lovely. So a California task force studying the possibility. This is almost certainly going to be a sure thing now, by the way. Of state reparations, estimated that black residents could receive more than $223,000 each as compensation for the economic effects of racial discrimination over many generations. Racial discrimination. Why is it that the effects of this racial discrimination are just showing up now? Why are they just showing up in the past 20, 30 years? Why is it that back in like 1965... and before, black people were doing great, black people were doing wonderful, black people were getting wealthier and wealthier, and poverty was disappearing among the black community. 80% of black people plus were married before they had kids, where now it's like 80% aren't married when they have kids, and all these single baby mamas running around. Why is this a recent phenomenon if this is caused by racial discrimination? And I wouldn't imagine, I mean, the left says that racial discrimination was so bad back in 1965, and yet somehow black people were doing better back then than they are now. So you have that break. You've got a break in this supposed continued escalating racial discrimination, yo. How do you explain that, people on the left? Well, they don't. They don't even try. And of course, it's the introduction of the welfare state, minimum wage laws and such that so disenfranchise the black man, not any kind of systematic discrimination. Yeah, economic effects of racial discrimination over many generations. Do you have any evidence for that? I mean, this is just the old tried and true circular argument. Well, you know, they're living in poverty, most of these people, and they have lots of crime in their community. Therefore, racial discrimination. How do you come to that conclusion? Because they have crime and poverty at higher levels than whitey, so discrimination. It's a circular argument. Using the outcome as the argument for the outcome. What the fuck? Anyway, the New York Times reported that the 9-member reparations task force, 9-member, huh? Were there any Republicans on that task force? Oh, I'm sure that wasn't stacked with very biased people. Were any of them black? Should any of them have been black? I don't think so. No, they shouldn't have been. Because if this gets passed, they're going to get a check for $223,000. But I bet you a whole bunch of people on this task force were black. Created through legislation signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, of course, is expected to release a final report of its recommendations to state lawmakers in 2023. Lawmakers would then decide on how to act and determine how to fund reparations. How the fuck are you going to fund this? You're just going to go and beg and plead to Biden to give you the money? Which he will, of course, because he's a big woke idiot and also he's a puppet. So, you know, his handlers will tell him to sign the bill and sign the reparations or, you know, he'll have Congress do that. Man, no, he'll just do an executive order and then Congress won't fight him because, you know, it's in their best interest too. Even though supposedly they hold the purse strings and they wouldn't let Trump build a wall, but they'll probably let Biden spend hundreds of billions of American taxpayer dollars on this. Well, they'll print it. They'll have the Fed print it. Oh, my God. That's how they're going to fund it. They're going to get the rest of the country to pay for it. At this point, the task force has identified 5 areas of compensation. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. And these 5 areas you can prove. You can prove not just by saying, look at the outcome, hence this is the cause, but we never proved that the cause of these outcomes was actually discrimination. But it has to be that, right? Well, it couldn't be anything else. Okay. 5 areas of compensation. Housing discrimination. Really? People in California don't have housing? They do, but it's not good enough. It's crap. Why? Because they're poor. Okay, yeah, poor people will tend to live in lower quality housing. So what? But they're poor because they're black. How'd you prove that? Because they're black. It has to be because of racial discrimination. Can't be because they've been fed a line for decades that they can't hack it, they can't make it in America, so why even try? No, couldn't be that. Mass incarceration. Oh, God. Yeah, let's just let them all out of jail. Yeah. So we're going to give all the black men in prison $223,000, essentially reward them for bad choices. Oh, lovely. Unjust property seizures, devaluation of black businesses and healthcare. You want to know what devalues black businesses? Aren't the majority of businesses in black neighborhoods owned by black people? You want to know what disenfranchises these people and devalues their business? Other black people going and robbing the shit out of that fucking store. That's what devalues black businesses, yo. Black people robbing the crap out of them. And healthcare. The final compensation sum would likely exceed $223,000 per person. How are you going to pay? $200,000 per person? Which is based on the divided distribution. Oh, my God. $596 billion. To each qualified resident, just for housing discrimination between 1933 and 1977. Is this just in California alone? How the fuck is this affordable? And is this $223,000 going to be for all 5 of these areas of compensation? Or are black people going to get multiple payments like, oh, well, we think you've suffered housing discrimination and you had a great, 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 great grandmammy who was a slave, so we'll give you $200,000 for housing. And, oh, your baby daddy was in jail for smoking pot outside when pot's illegal, and he just blew pot smoke in the cop's face, so we'll give you another $223,000. This could cost trillions of dollars just for California alone. Holy fuck. Well, and by the way, these years between 1933 and 1977, between 1933 and 1965, black people were year by year improving their housing, improving their economic station. They were getting less poor, not more poor. Panel members are now debating how to distribute reparations. How the fuck are you going to do this? How are you going to identify people who, is this going to be based on their ancestry? Oh, you had a great, 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 great grandpappy who fought in the Civil War and was once a slave? And you've got pictures of him with lashes on his back? $500,000 for you! I mean, how are you going to prove this? How are you going to prove that you should be getting this? I wouldn't think that two dudes from Zimbabwe or Nigeria who just, immigrated here should be getting this money. Is it going to be just on race? Are you going to have to prove lineage that you were somehow related to a former slave? What about me? Can I get it? I'm sure I can find somebody, again, in my own lineage that was a slave. No. You're the wrong color. How are they going to distribute reparations? Some prefer housing grants. And tuition, and others favor direct cash payments. Oh, I bet they do. I bet they do favor direct cash payments. Oh, yeah. Not that that cash is going to be worth much if this gets passed. We're looking at reparations on a scale that is the largest since Reconstruction. Yeah, a time when, people who had actually been slaves were still alive and probably should have gotten reparations then. Jovan Scott Lewis, UC Berkeley professor. Of course, a professor from Berkeley. Big shocker. And task force member told the Times. Of course, it's an academic. Of course, a member of this task force is a Berkeley professor. I wonder what he teaches. Probably racial studies, some other bullshit. Lewis added that the task force must put forward a robust plan with plenty of options. Yeah, because the more options, the more money we're going to have to spend. And the more we're going to drive up inflation. Because it's unclear whether lawmakers will support its recommendations that are shaping up to have a huge price tag. By the way, is this even constitutional? I mean, somebody is going to sue. And then this will probably go all the way to the Supreme Court. At which point it'll be overturned. I can't imagine this making this to the point where actual money is handed out to people. I can't imagine it getting that far. I can't imagine that this would get to that point without injunctions filed, people suing, libtard woke courts in California, saying, no, this is okay, and then somebody appealing, and then some actual real judge in an appellate court strikes it down, and then it's going to continue all the way up to the Supreme Court. Yeah, this is just this is just some virtue signaling bullshit, okay? That's all this is. Just like Joe Biden's, give all students $20,000 to repair their student loans unless you make a lot of money. Unless you make over $100,000 a year or some bullshit, then I won't give you jack shit. Lovely. Yeah. All right. Anyway, in June, an interim task force detailed discriminatory policies and practices such as redlining. Has redlining even been a thing in decades? We need a time machine for this bullshit that limited where black students could live. Yeah, limited, not present tense. Redlining is not a thing anymore. And by the way, all redlining was, it was banks not wanting to invest money by giving loans to people to buy property in neighborhoods that were continually reducing in value. That's a bad investment. They give somebody a $100,000 loan to buy a house, to buy a property, and the fucking property in that neighborhood is reducing in value by 10% per year, and it's a fucking war zone. That's a bad loan, dude. Oh, but that's redlining. Oh, okay, it's discriminatory. Yeah. Couldn't ask black people to actually clean up their neighborhoods and to, not shoot each other in massive numbers and commit all these crimes, which then drove down property values, and so banks didn't want to give loans to people living in certain areas, wanting to buy property in certain areas. So that's evil. That's discriminatory. No, it's prudent business. That the descendants of enslaved people suffered that continue to impact them today, including areas of housing, education, and criminal justice. 400 years of discrimination. Oh, it's 400 now? Okay. Has resulted in an enormous persistent wealth gap between black and white Americans, the report stated. You know, we inherited slavery from the Brits. Why don't you go sue them? Why don't you go ask them for some money? And by the way, not the entirety of America owned slaves. The northern states didn't have slavery. It was only the southern states. Why don't you just sue the southern states? Oh, they don't have any money. They don't have enough money. All right? We couldn't just sue the territories, the areas that were the South at that time. They're pretty poor. Interesting. Interesting. A lot of the people live in those states are white people. How are they poor if they're not black? Anyway, the effects of slavery continue to be embedded in American society. Embedded how? Because we have poor people. Again, I don't know how you'd explain how you've got poor Asians and poor white people. And by the way, more poor white people than you do black people. But anyway. American society today and have never been sufficiently remedied. Get a job. Stop complaining. Stop bitching and moaning. Stop using supposed oppression as an excuse for why you can't make it, okay? Then maybe you'd actually be able to get ahead. You welfare system bums. Never sufficiently remedied. The government of the United States. It was the Confederacy, you idiots. They even broke away from the United States. It wasn't the United States. And the state of California have never apologized. They're all dead now. Who's there to apologize to? Or compensated African Americans for these harms? Of course not. All the African Americans. Are you saying that we should pay the descendants of people who suffered? Well, that's the whole fucking world, yo. That's reality. The legacy of racial discrimination can be seen in the persistent wealth gap. Oh, yeah. Because you assert that claim. The median household wealth of white families is $188,000. Oh, yeah. We're gonna take all white people in America and amalgamate their wealth into one giant number and then compare that to all the amalgamated wealth of black people. And included in that amalgamation is like the top 1%, which, yeah, okay, it just happens to be a lot of white people. What's your point? We're the majority of the country, yo! Oh, by the way, I find this so disingenuous. White families are like, you know how they're doing this? They're taking the entirety of white people, just adding up all their wealth, and coming up with an average number and doing the same for blacks. But there's like 5.5 times more white people in America than blacks. So of course you would expect the number to be lower. Hello? We're almost 6 times the number of, there's almost 6 times more of us. So this $24,000 number, you need to times it by 5.5 or 6 to get some kind of equivalent representation in regards to the so-called wealth gap. Then you'll find it's not so much. So there's still a disparity there, but it's not nearly as great when you actually take into account the differential in their population. So this is a very disingenuous misrepresentation of the numbers, of course, according to the Federal Reserve. Ah, well, there you go. Now we know why it's a bullshit number. In March, the task force considered the thorny issue of reparations eligibility for the state's black residents. The task force members... Yeah, how do you... Just gotta be black? Don't I have to prove that one of your descendants was a slave? That one of your ancestors, excuse me, was a slave? Okay. They voted 5-4 to limit compensation for slavery to the descendants of free and enslaved black people. How do you prove that? You got bills of lading for every friggin' black slave that ever existed, at least in California? By the way, this wouldn't be limited to California. This would be any black person descended from any slave anywhere. How are you going to prove that? Well, my great-grandmammy was a slave in Louisiana. Oh, well, let's contact Louisiana and see if they have any bills of lading, and if they can find the, bill of sale for your great-great-great-great-grandmammy. This is... How is this feasible? God, how many people... How many people are they going to have to hire to research this bullshit? Many of these records aren't going to exist, so people who claim to have had ancestors that were slaves... Won't be able to prove it, so you can have a lot of people bitching and moaning that their fucking ancestor was a slave, but they can't prove it, so they can't get the money, so you can have a lot of rioting and looting, of course. Lovely. Lovely. Oh, man. That means black Californians with a lineage of immigration from the Caribbean or Africa would be ineligible. Yeah, they're going to riot, too. Hey! Okay! I'm from the Caribbean and Africa, but my ancestor was a slave too. It just happened that, they were a slave in the Middle East. They were a slave in one of those sugar cane plantations somewhere in the Caribbean. And, so I should get reparations. No, go talk to the UK. Go talk to The British. Oh, they don't have any money? They've already spent all their money on the illegal immigration in their country. I see. Yeah, and their social welfare system and their social health care, which is bankrupting them. Yeah, they'd be ineligible to receive reparations. Oh, what a pity. What a pity. Advocates for wider eligibility point out that the history of slavery is complex in terms of proving lineage. Yeah, well, I couldn't wipe it. There were white slaves, weren't there? There were indentured servants in America, too, that were white. Can they have added that they were indentured to other white people? Can they get these reparations? No. Ancestry is not easy to document, partly because slave owners frequently move their enslaved people among plantations in the U.S., Caribbean, and South America. Yeah, and paperwork doesn't usually survive a couple centuries, yo. Attempts to pass similar reparations legislation have failed at the federal level. At the city level, Evanston, a Chicago suburb in 2021, became the first city to make reparations available to black residents. There are no direct cash payments involved. Compensation for slavery includes funding housing programs for certain residents of the city. Well, that sounds like social welfare programs. Meaning, let's be honest, isn't that really who social welfare programs that started back in the 30s, actually, to undercut cheap black laborers in the form of one of them being, the social control, the socialism that is the minimum wage? Weren't those supposedly put forward to supposedly help blacks when all it actually did was hurt them? Social welfare programs, those are reparations. And these leeches, these parasites, have been feeding off the teat of everybody else for decades now. I think it's about time for you to get off that teat. I think it's about time for you to leave the nest, black people, and survive on your own and stand on your own 2 feet. No! Whitey is continuing to oppress us because, look, I have no job and I'm a big giant loser on social welfare. That's proof that I'm oppressed. Yeah. You ever get out there and fill out a job application? No. But it's Whitey's fault. Oh, I see. And we need to give you reparations. His great-great-great-great-great-grandmammy was a slave. Interesting. Yeah, California isn't bankrupt enough already. I'd be willing to bet that, they're going to ask the federal government to fund this, and the federal government will be like, hey, sure, that'd be great. But I really doubt this is going to get to the point where it's actually funded and money is given out because, again, somebody's going to sue, and this is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court that's going to say, minus that Katanji bra, whatever the fuck her name is, the one that doesn't know what a woman is. Hey, this is wrong. It's unconstitutional. It's discriminatory. You can't do this. But let me know what you think. Should black people in California, hell, across the entire nation, get reparations for things that they themselves didn't have to suffer through? Let me know in the comments section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.